All right, welcome back to Padres Social Hour. Very special day here at Petco Park, of course, the unveiling of the 2016 All-Star Game logo. We're going to talk about that and some other exciting things as well. The commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, is here, and the Padres executive chairman, Ron Fowler, stopping by as well. Great to see both of you. Welcome to Social Hour. And, Commissioner, welcome to San Diego. How's it been?
Well, it's been great. We've really had a nice visit. We're very excited about the prospect for being back here for the All-Star Game next year.
Ron, this is a pretty exciting deal for this ownership group and this organization.
It's very exciting. It was the first priority we had. We worked very hard at it, and now we're starting the clock, countdown starting, and we're looking forward to a great All-Star Game in 2016.
I know we talked about this when the announcement was made, but the process of getting next summer's game here at Petco Park, that wasn't a simple, easy thing. That wasn't just a sign your name at the end of the list sort of deal.
No, it was a very good process, I think. But what it did is pulled everybody together that needed to be involved in it, starting with the city and the Padres organization, and then working with Major League Baseball to deliver what they wanted. And it was a good learning process for us, and I think a good relationship builder with Major League Baseball.
Certainly with a new commissioner as well. San Diego, everybody knows, America's finest city. It's a great place. And this ballpark certainly, I think, lives up to the name of the city.
Well, I think that we're overdue for having an All-Star game in this ballpark, and the fact that it's taken this long is just testament to the fact that how much demand we have for All-Star games. I hope people in San Diego appreciate the kind of effort that goes into effort by the club, by the city, by the community to make the sorts of commitment we need in order to bring what's really a week-long celebration to San Diego.
Yeah, Ron, along those lines, I mean, this might be stating the obvious, but maybe not for everybody out there. I mean, this isn't just about the Padres, and it's not just about Petco Park, and it's not just about next, you know, July, whatever, the Tuesday night when the game is. There's a lot of other stuff that's going to happen here.
Well, there'll be a great build for the city and for the county, let's say, for this game. And I think it's going to be very exciting for the fans. I think baseball is going to have a lot of interactive activities for a lot of the fans. And we're looking to touch a lot of people in San Diego, whether they're big baseball fans now or not. I think they'll come out, experience this, and hopefully become fans.
Yeah, spectacle kind of thing.
One of the things you realize, we were just obviously in Cincinnati for the event, that it's a metropolitan area broadly defined. I mean, we had events not only in Cincinnati, but, you know, in Kentucky, and I'm hopeful that we'll have events that maybe go across the U.S. border here.
Okay. Maybe a little hint of things to come, something to keep in mind as time goes on. Speaking of Cincinnati, Home Run Derby, I think, was something that caught a lot of news this week, and for good reasons. It was a new format. It was adjusted late on the fly because of the weather situations. And I really think by any measure, it was a great success. Everybody seemed to be enjoying it. And you don't often get to say that about anything, particularly in this social media age. Maybe talk a little bit about the thought that went into changing the format for the Derby and if any decisions have been made for 2016 right here at Petco.
Well, first of all, hats off to our COO, Tony Petitti, who really spearheaded the change. I think that adding a clock to the event not only shortened and tightened the event, but it created a lot more action. We had almost twice as many home runs just because players weren't taking pitches. Constant action, absolutely outstanding in terms of the entertainment value. We did get lucky. We shortened the hitting time from 5 minutes to 4 minutes because we were concerned about rain. And if you watch the players, you understood that four was plenty of time. They were really gassed at the end of it. We will continue to refine. We haven't made any decisions for next year. I think the clock, the time pitch, that'll all be there next year. We may make some modest changes in terms of amount of time, bonus time, those sorts of things, just to continue to evolve the event and make it as good as possible for the fans.
All right, so we've got the Home Run Derby to look forward to, Ron. We've got the game itself, of course. The commissioner just sort of alluded to some other things that could be happening. Where are we at in the planning process for the other stuff all around this area?
Well, it's well underway in the conversations we've had with Tony and some of his people. I think we're looking more at a All-Star Week and a lot of interactivity with the community. So I think it's going to be bigger and better, and it's up to us to rally the community and show the type of community support that Cincinnati did. And I think we can do it. There's all kinds of red back there. We want all kinds of blue out here.
All right. We're about halfway through your first season, Commissioner, as Commissioner of Major League Baseball. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I really am. You know, people tell me pretty much every day, somebody says to me, you know, you have the greatest job in the world. And I am inclined to agree with that. You know, the clubs have been great, supportive. The season's off to a great start, real fantastic competitive balance. We've already surpassed 40 million fans at the All-Star break. So we feel really good about where we are.
One of your big initiatives, and maybe the three most spoken words on shows like this that talk about baseball, pace of play. Pace of play. How do we feel about that midway through this year?
We're very encouraged by the pace of play effort. Let me, first and most important, you know, I've been out talking to the players in the clubhouses about pace of game since the beginning of the year. I think the most important thing is that the players have been tremendously supportive of this effort. And you know, when you're trying to do something on the field, it begins and ends with the player. So their support is probably the best indicator of the fact that we're going to be successful long term. In terms of the actual time of the game, we're down about 9 minutes. It'll be the biggest decrease since 1965 if we can hold that number. And I feel like there will be real progress on what's going to be an ongoing effort with respect to pace of game.
I think we all know that sort of near the top of your priority list is commissioner. You know, tweaks to replay are always something you've made clear that could happen. Is there any other big initiative, you know, maybe off the field? I know we talk a lot about youth baseball that's really at the top of your list.
Well, there is nothing more important that we're doing than our youth initiative, and there's really two parts to it. The biggest determinant of fan avidity as an adult is whether you played the game as a kid. And, you know, the youth space in terms of participation is extraordinarily competitive now. And we need to make sure that baseball is a competitive product in that space. We're working with some of our great partners like Little League to do everything we can to support them. We're also working with USA Baseball to try to bring a little more organization in that 13 to 18 age group, which we feel is really, really important. And we're also have a new initiative called Play Ball, which focuses on non-formal play. In other words, not 18 kids in uniform with an umpire, but those fun things that a lot of us did as kids, wiffle ball, catch, hot box, those sorts of games. We have a partnership with the U.S. Conference of Mayors and a commitment for 120 play ball events around the country this summer.
I love that. It makes me think of being a kid. Ghost runners. That was always a big thing. Right. You had to have a ghost runner on first,
right.
And you knew you could turn the double play.
It was hard to get that ghost runner out.
He was very quick. He was very quick. He was like Ricky Henderson out there.
Right.
And Ron, I know the Padres do so much in that sphere here with the Little League program. So obviously in a community like this where baseball is such a big deal, that's got to be music to your ears.
Well, it is. And when Rob was a candidate to be commissioner, he really emphasized it, and that's we embrace it the same way. But we think these initiatives are going to help really push our program even faster and further. So we're excited about it.
You know, I think that the Padres programs, youth programs, are a great example of how you can be supportive of a great partner. The uniform program in particular with the Little League is just such a great way to work with somebody who's an expert in the space, the Little League organization, and Padres have done a fantastic job with that.
Well, that's great to hear. A real thrill, a real honor. Obviously, a huge day here at Petco Park. The logo unveiled for next year's All-Star Game. Mr. Commissioner, Ron, really appreciate you guys stopping by. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. It's enjoyable.